This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan, Donnie Football with you tonight until 10:35. Bronny James just got drafted by his daddy's team, the Los Angeles Lakers. We will get into that. Later on, we have George Michalowski from Pittsburgh Sports Now. He will join us around 8 o'clock. Bub Carrington got drafted last night. He will play for the Washington Wizards. He was selected 14th overall. We'll get into that as well. Right now, really excited for this one. Lily King, Mount Pleasant swimmer, NC State recruit. She took part in the U.S. Olympic swim trials last week in Indianapolis. She joins us right now on 93.7 The Fan. Lily, first I have to start. The way that we got connected to do this, I had both of your parents in class. So as cool as this is for me, it's also one of those feel old moments for me. And I'm not even 30 years old yet, but I had your mom in first grade. You were not even born yet. She actually got pregnant with your big brother while I had her in first grade. And then I had your father for multiple years in high school because he taught the like news TV classes. So honestly, yeah. He's somebody I have to thank a lot for sitting right here right now because he got me very interested in media. So I had to start there just that, you know, you're making me feel old doing this because you're somebody – who is still in high school, and I had both of your parents as teachers.
Yeah, that is pretty funny. I remember them mentioning that, and they thought this was cool, and I know my dad's excited that you have this show now, so yeah, that's super cool.
Well, I got to thank your dad. I can't thank him enough for the way he helped mold me when I was going through high school. I also got to ask, too, before we get into the nitty-gritty stuff, so I'm on vacation last week. I'm actually with my family. We're watching the Olympic swim trials. We hear the name Lily King, and I'm like, oh man, she's like about to be on. There's another Lily King that is an Olympic swimmer.
Yeah. Yes.
You got to have some story there with the amount of confusion that gets brought up.
Yeah. So it's really funny. It honestly happens like more often than you would think, which is interesting to me because we do two completely different events. She always does like the 100 breaststroke and the 200 breaststroke, and I'm completely sprint freestyle, so it's like two opposite things that we swim. But I was at a meet last year and she was also there, and I remember there was a news report that came out after the meet saying that she had like made the world championship team and she'd like broken these records in the 100 breasts and won the 100 and the 200. And then the picture that like was the front page of the article was a picture of me and not her, which I was so funny because I was like, I don't even know how they would have gotten like us mixed up because we have two different caps, but that was definitely a really funny moment for that. And then there were just so many different moments where people come up to me and they're like, oh my gosh, like, did you know that you have the same name? And I'm like, yeah, I know. So it's really funny. And then, it's just, there was, this one lady who came, her and her daughter came up to me outside of trials thinking that I was like the breaststroker Lily King. Mm-hmm. And I kind of had to be like, no, like, not that one, not that one.
You're just like, no, I'm the other one that's trying to be an Olympic swimmer. The other Lily King is over there. Have you guys connect? Like, have you two individually connected at all?
Yeah. So I actually did have the chance to meet her on one of my college visits, which was super, super cool. It was definitely like a surreal moment for me because like growing up as a little swimmer, I was obviously always thought it was cool since she had my name. And I just always looked up to her because she's this like amazing swimmer and amazing person. So meeting her, I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. So yeah, we met and I got to get a picture with her. So that was fun.
When was it, Lily, that you hit the point as a swimmer that you were like, hey, I'm actually pretty good at this? Like you always have people who like their goal is to be a pro athlete or in your case, an Olympian, which is actually a realistic goal for you. But like every kid growing up wants to be a pro athlete in something. And they unfortunately hit that point where they're like, I'm decent at this. I'm good at this, but probably not good enough. You, however, are a different case. When did it click for you that you were like, okay, I am really good at this. Like I could actually have a long future in swimming.
So I think when it clicked was the summer between my eighth grade year and my freshman year, like of high school. And I was at a meet over the summer and I had swam the 50 free, like got my best time and everything. I was like happy about it, but I didn't really like think anything of it. And then the next day my coach came up to me and she was like, you know, you were just a half a second off the Olympic trials qualifying time, right? And I was like, I had no idea. So that's kind of when it, and that was when the times actually used to be a little bit slower. So I was a half a second off of that time. And then they changed the qualifying time, so I just had to get the faster time. But I think when my coach told me, she was like, hey, like, you were really, really close. Like, you could 100% get this next summer was when I was kind of like, okay, like, this could actually be something serious for me. And that was, I don't know, I just remember in that moment it not feeling real because I was just like, there's no way that is actually happening.
And I also understand that there are some like collegiate venues, like Pitt, for example, you have some records, like pool records at Pitt, which also includes actual Pitt swimmers. Is that right?
Yes. So I have the 100 free pool record at Pitt. I got that at Whippeels this year.
That is wild. I couldn't even imagine being in that spot. We're talking to Lily King, Mount Pleasant swimmer, NC State recruit here on 93.7 The Fan. She took part in the U.S. Olympic swim trials last week in Indianapolis. Obviously, want to get to that in a minute. Lily, I do want to get to your college recruitment. Like, you know, there had to have a ton of schools showing of interest. And then what ultimately got you to join the Wolfpack?
So I definitely did have, I had some great options. I mean, the recruiting process for me was definitely something that was really fun and definitely eye-opening into like kind of like where I was with my swim career. So it was awesome going through that and getting to talk to some different coaches. But I think what settled it for me with NC State was when I was on my visit, I just remember immediately feeling so at home and so comfortable with the team and the coaches and the head coach, Coach Braden Holloway. He just really made it very clear from the start that he was like, this is the potential that I see in you. This is where I see you fitting in on our team. And that was just like really, really cool to hear that. And I don't know, it just felt really right on my visit. And I get along really well with the girls and the coaches. And I love the team culture that they have. And I think we have some really great potential with the team. So I'm super excited about that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
So in the Olympic swim trials last week in Indianapolis, you took part in the 50 freestyle, the 100 freestyle as well. Unfortunately, missing out on the threshold to qualify for this set of Olympic Games, but just talk about that whole experience, getting to go through all of that. I know that you really just wanted to take this in more or less than have all that pressure on you to qualify and get there. So what was this entire journey for you like to get to basically the doorstep of the Olympic Games?
So it was really like you said, I really was for this one just focusing on, I wanted to go in and soak up the experience. I wanted to go and do my best and try and get best times, which I was able to do in both my events. So I was very happy about that. And I don't know, this was definitely the most insane experience of my life. The biggest meet I've ever been to. It was so cool. Like getting to experience that, it was fun swimming there. It was fun watching the meet. So I could not be more grateful for this experience.
When you're actually swimming, how much can you hear the crowd? Because, I mean, I've been to some of my little cousin's swim meets, but that's at a high school level. Like, how much, when you're in a football stadium for a swim meet, that's got to be up a handful of notches. But you're in a pool at the same time and obviously focused on the task at hand. How much can you actually hear crowd noise?
So I can honestly say, like, when I was walking out for my races, I feel like, once we walk out of the ready room, my mind kind of just like goes blank and I'm not really aware of anything else except for like the pool. So like when I walked out of the ready room, I just like kept my eyes on the pool. I knew I didn't want to look up at the crowd or anything because I didn't want to get overwhelmed. So I just kind of like walked straight forward and kept my eyes on the pool. And I didn't even really hear the crowd because I think I was just so like locked in and focused on being about to swim that I didn't even really like notice it until like after my race. And then like when I was watching, that's when I really heard it. And the crowd was like really, really loud.
Are the 50 and 100 free, are those your two best events by far? And what are some other events that you really thrive at?
Yeah. So I would say that my three best events are the 50, the 100 and the 200 free, but the 200 free, I do more of that like short course. That's more during high school season, but those are definitely my three best events. Every once in a while, my coach will throw me in the 200 IM for like a high school dual meet, but mostly whenever I swim like big meets, it's the 50, 100 and 200.
Biggest accomplishment so far, I guess, with the exception of being as close as you were to the Olympics.
That's a good question. I would say for me, I think one of my biggest accomplishments from this past season was getting the pool record at Pitt, because I just always like, I mean, I've swam that in that pool multiple times, swam meets at that pool multiple times. And I would just always look up at the record board and think like, how cool would it be to have your name up there as a pool record holder? So I think like getting that this year was a moment for me where I was like, kind of like, wow, that's like, it was kind of like an I made it moment, I guess.
Some pretty immediate goals that you have set for like this next calendar year and maybe as you get into your first year at NC State.
I would say I definitely just want to, for this high school season, I always go into the season kind of just thinking about, okay, how can I improve on like everything that I did last year, see if I can get my records from the past year down. I just go for best times every year and think about things that I can improve on to be able to get those best times. So I try not to set anything like too crazy because I like to just focus on one thing at a time. So
should we all be on the lookout for Lily King 2028 U.S. Olympic swim team?
I would say that's definitely something that I'll probably be thinking about once I'm in college, but that's still 4 years away. So I've got a lot of time to think about that and work on that. But since I think that'll be in between my junior and senior year of college. So that'll definitely be something that I'm thinking about.
I also should probably know this. Are you the only swimmer in your immediate family? Did either of your parents swim? I mean, I obviously knowing your dad is a very, very tall man. So you guys have very good builds for swimmers. Were you the only one that became a swimmer?
My mom swam for like her YMCA team for a couple years when she was like really young, but that's about it. I think, yeah, I'm the only one that really like picked swimming as my main thing.
There you have it. Lily King, Mount Pleasant swimmer, NC State recruit. She took part in the U.S. Olympic swim trials this year. Coming up just short, but be on the lookout a couple of years down the line. Lily, thank you so much for taking the time. Good luck next season.
Thank
Good luck
you.
At NC State. Tell your parents I said hello as well.
I will. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. There you have it. Lily King, genuinely one of the best athletes, one of the best high school athletes in the area right now. We hear so much about football and basketball, about the athletes that we have all over the place, which we do. I mean, there are some fantastic hoopers. There's some fantastic football players in this area. Swimming, something that, you know, obviously not my area of expertise. I was built completely wrong to be a swimmer. Short, stocky, very hairy man. Like, that's not going to work out for me in a pool. Very non-aerodynamic when I'm trying to win a race via swimming. It doesn't get talked about a whole lot, but I mean, this is somebody who at 17 years old was on the precipice of the biggest stage in that sport. So rooting like crazy for Lily to have another crack at it in a couple of years. So look out for her on the college circuit. And then once we hit around this time, 4 years from now, maybe a name that you want to have your eyes on ahead of those Olympic Games. 412-928-9370 if you want to join the conversation. You can reach us on Twitter as well. That is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Coming up, we'll get into a little bit more of an Olympic discussion. Also, some breaking news in the NBA that has to do with the NBA draft. We will get on to that. Coming up next, it's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.